scripture reading today comes from John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Early in the morning of the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. She ran to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him." Peter and the other disciples left to go to the tomb. They were running together, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and was the first to arrive. Bending down to take a look, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but didn't go in. Following him, Simon Peter entered the tomb and saw the linen cloths. He also saw the face cloth that had been on Jesus' head. It wasn't with the other cloths, but was folded up in its own place. Then the other disciple, the one who arrived at the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They didn't yet understand the scripture that Jesus must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to the place where they were staying. Mary stood outside near the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent down to look into the tomb. She saw two angels dressed in white, seated where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and one at the foot. The angels asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She replied, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've put him." As soon as she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't know it was him. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she replied, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, Don't hold on to me, for I haven't yet gone up to my Father. Go to my brothers and sisters and tell them, I am going up to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene left and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." Then she told them what he'd said to her. These are holy words for holy people. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning and happy Easter. If we haven't met, my name is Willie. This is where I work. It is good to be here. It is good to be among you. It's good to be with God's people. Early this morning, I got up and read a story on Facebook from my friend Jeremy. Jeremy is the pastor of First United Methodist Church in Seattle downtown. He was coming to church very early and stopped at the Starbucks drive-thru, as he always does, to get a cup of coffee. And as the barista handed the coffee out the window, they said, "Hey, you want to hear the good news?" And Jeremy was like, "I'm not going to go all preacher mode, because this is Easter." But he said, "Okay, what's the good news?" And the barista said, "The car in front of you paid for your coffee." And Jeremy said, "That's awesome. Can I pay for the car behind me?" And the barista said, "There is no car behind you." And Jeremy said, "Okay, can I pay for somebody inside?" And the barista said, "No, everybody inside's all paid up." And Jeremy just kind of paused, like, "What am I supposed to do?" And the barista said, "Looks like all you can do is accept the gift and know that there's nothing you can do about it except be happy." And Jeremy said, "Now that's an Easter sermon if I've ever heard one. All you have to do is accept the gift, knowing that there's nothing you can do about it except to be happy." We could go into a discussion of resurrection and how all of that works. We could go into a discussion of, was this a metaphysical reality? Was it a physical reality? Was it metaphorical? Was it an experience that they had that they could only describe as resurrection because that's what made sense to them. We could have that discussion. And we could ask people to raise their hands, like, who believe it really, really happened this way? Or who believed that it happened some other way, but this is how they explained it? Or who believes this, who believes that? And, you know, everybody's hand's going to go up at a different point. But the point is that resurrection is the core of the Christian faith. What you believe about resurrection is commentary. That's just detail. But resurrection, as a confession of the Christian faith, is the belief that maybe there is something inside of you that needs to pass away, and something else inside of you that needs to rise to life. And that every day, something inside of us rises. Something inside of us passes. Something inside of us rises. A sin dies, and new life springs forth. And that God has given you a gift, and there's not a doggone thing you can do about it, but accept it and be happy. I love the resurrection stories. I love revisiting them on Easter because the four Gospels cannot get an agreement. They would be really bad in a police interrogation. They didn't get together and get their stories straight, right? This morning we heard John's version. And in John's version, the only person left at the tomb on early Sunday morning was Mary Magdalene. She was it. If we go to Mark, which was the first gospel written, Matthew and Luke copied off of his paper quite a bit. If we look at Mark, Mark has three people there. Mark has Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and someone named Salome who has just shown up. We didn't have her in any previous story. I mean, she's just kind of, this is where she shows up in the story. And she doesn't get a speaking part. She's just kind of there. She's named. We go to Matthew, there are only two women. One of them, Mary Magdalene, and the other one is just called the other Mary. We're going to guess that's also the mother of James, but we don't know. And then we go to Luke. Luke has a lot of women there. Luke has Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and the other women who were with them, right? The only two things that they can agree on is that the only people left at the tomb were women. And that one of them was Mary Magdalene. That part we know. Mary Magdalene was the last person left. When the chips were down and the story got ugly and the story got scary and it got weird and there was crucifixion and execution and the crowd turning against them and they're killing our leader and they're going to come after us next, and the guys were out of there. Three times, people said, "Hey, you said to Peter, hey, you were with him. You're one of his folks, aren't you?" And Peter's like, "I don't know what you're talking about. Never heard of him." But the women stuck around. The women were there. Mary Magdalene, I almost picture as a guest on Oprah, right? Like, you know, all the men scattered, and she's going to the tomb. She's like, "You ain't messing with my Jesus. I am going to sit here, and you ain't messing with him." Mary was the apostle to the apostles. She was the strong one. She was the brave one. She was the courageous one. And Jesus had two things to say to her. "Don't be afraid, and go and tell." Don't be afraid, and go and tell. So this Easter morning, my message to you is the same message that Jesus gave to Mary and what Mary did. Don't be afraid. Go and tell. Hey, you want to hear the good news? Someone gave you a gift, and there's nothing you can do about it but accept it and to be happy. Don't be afraid to go and tell that message this Easter. Someone gave us all a gift. There ain't nothing we can do about it. But to accept it and to be happy. Just as a side note, I love the iconography of Mary Magdalene. This one I love in particular. She's holding an egg. Does anybody know the Mary Magdalene egg story? All right, this is cool. This is a tradition. This isn't in the Bible. This is a traditional story that gets told in Orthodox churches and churches out in the East. Not East Coast of the United States. I mean, East, right? Mary Magdalene was at dinner with the emperor sometime after Jesus ascended. She's with Caesar. I don't remember which Caesar it is. It's not Julius or Augustus. It's one of the who Caesar was a title. She's with the emperor, and she's telling him about the resurrection, and he's got an egg in his hand, and he says, "A man can no more rise from the dead than this egg could turn red." And it did. Exactly. How is that even possible? We don't know. That's one of the miracles that is ascribed to Mary Magdalene in the church, was that her testimony was so powerful that when the emperor doubted, God provided proof. The egg turned red. I love that story. I don't know what it is I love about that. Maybe it's the first Easter egg. Maybe that's why we color eggs. I don't know. But it's cool. It's a great story. So if you do a Google image search for Mary Magdalene, you will often find her holding an egg, and that is why. Just a cool side note. But go and tell the good news. that this world has received a gift, and there's nothing they can do about it but to accept it and be happy. Happy Easter, folks. Amen. As we celebrate the good news, as we celebrate that there's not a lot we can do about it, let's just sing praise. Be grateful and thankful. Christ the Lord is risen today. Would you stand and sing with me?